that. But tell me what you do with the hogs. Tell me how you raise hogs and what you do with them when they get bigger.
The hogs, when the hogs have the teeth, you take them off the hog. The way you raise them, you can let them stay on there until you get 5 or 6 months old if you want to. Mm-hmm. You can take them off when you get back 4 or 5 months old. And you turn them on, they'll be running out there together. And if you happen to want to kill your pig, you would put him up and you'd find him. You'd let him still for maybe about 3, 4, 5 months and you get him fed. And then you take him and you kill him, you take his throat and you put him over to a barrel of hot water and you skin him. You put gall, you then put lime in the water though. Mm-hmm. Or you can have a lot.
Okay.
And you scrape the hair off it, and then you clean him up. You clean the ball, then you scrape the hair off it. You hang him up in a tree, you make your stick. And you put that stick through his back, well, his thighs, I'd say, I forgot just how to.
Through that partner.
You got it. And they hang him up there by it, and they get him. When they get him, the mothers or the wives or whatever they do with the children, they clean him back with the 2 sets of breasts. One you eat and one you throw away. You cut the liver, and if you take the liver in the house and wash it in the refrigerator. Well, whatever you had in the cooker or something, because back then you didn't have no refrigerator. But you put it somewhere. Okay. But in the light, you put him up for the cook. And then the chillin', you clean them with the cream. And put them up for the cook. And then throw the ovens away or even cook them and get them to your dog. And then, like that hog, you know, some people now, they saw the hog dog, no food, and they kill it. After they hang him up and get all the lips and everything out and wash them out real good and fold them down. With the animal, he ate them. Mm-hmm. But as when I was raising my hogs in that time, we hung around with them and let them hang out all the night, hang them up in the morning, and take them down the first of the night. And we cut them up, and we saw them down. And I said you put from about 50 to 100 pounds of salt on them. Put them over the meat box. Let it stay there for 3 weeks. I put them. Then you can let it stay there 6 weeks. But if it's there 6 weeks, you got yourself some salt to meat.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's there for about 3 weeks, or maybe 4, you take that meat up, you wash it. And when you wash it, I've known many people, I never did because it's too much work for me and got on the lazy side of it. And that made me want to die about it, but this is just a little too much work. You take that meat up and you hang it up the chimney and smoke it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to get the ropes and wire or what's going to be across the chimney. I don't know why they did it. But they said they did it. And they would smoke it. And when they smoked, they had some kind of stuff they were pouring in there.
Mm-hmm.
And you had yourself some good meat. When they smoked it, they would take it in and hide it up in there. And they smoke out.
Mm-hmm.
And it would stay there, I reckon, for about, sometimes it would be there till over in May. Or it was March or May or next year.
Mm-hmm.
And to do this when it's cool, when it's cold. Now you can't kill the hog in the summertime unless you got a big freeze, a refrigerator, or you got a big freeze or something, you can put them up in the refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a big hog, you got to have a deep freeze. This is done in the fall of the year, which is the last of October. Mm-hmm. If you get down, if you attempt to maybe be down in the 35, from 35 on down, cold enough to kill the hog, at least that needs to be cold or fall. And it got to be cold for 3 days for that meat to keep.
Mm-hmm.
It takes salt in 3 days.